At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP. Brought to you by Canopy Street Market. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
A special Wednesday. Again, we've got the folks from American Volleyball Coaches Association coming in and breaking down this incredible volleyball weekend in Haymarket and what's going on there. And then the lovely ladies from Link to Literacy, and they will break down Wordstock and some other special projects they have going on. But getting books into the hands of young people is vital and important. The value of literacy and having young people not only read, but be read to by their parents. The value, they've done the study, and the exponential value of that is important, and we'll have that discussion. Bach, we have friends and family we need to take care of as well. Who makes this happen?
Yes, this hour is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest quality technology and communication services since 1901. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answers. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today.
Thank you, kind sir. Greatly appreciate it. We were talking, and the breakdown of this thing, right, that hiring sparring partners and people to work with is, it's, you know, I want to get open the curtain and explain that the expenses of a training camp.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, right. And this is when I hope you're on the stream. So you could have just seen Anthony Smith's facial expression just change.
Yeah.
Just talking about the financing and how this works. So let's say
when you're young, they're cheap. You ain't got no money.
Right. And people know you don't have any money.
Right.
And then when they find out that you have money, then, of course, the expectation goes up.
No, you know what's a crazy phenomenon? When you're young and you're grinding, you got no money, nobody gives you any breaks. Then when you got money, then everyone wants to give it to you for free. It's crazy.
Listen, we're sitting in the, just saying, in the back, you know, there's goodies from Canopy Street Market.
Oh, I'm going to accept them.
Going to send you down to meet with Tony Goins at Capital Cigar, right? It's the next thing. And in the space. But let's say, so it is now August. Let's say, for the sake of discussion, that they call you and say, one more fight January 1st. Mm-hmm. What has to take place for you? One, you know when you need to go to camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you need to start your weight cut. And you know when you need to hire people. And then how it's paid for. How does that work?
So immediately I would have to... Well, I would do my camp. Because we're talking about me. So it would be in Denver.
Yep.
So I would have to go back. So I used to have an apartment in Denver, near the stadium, kind of. So I would have to find a place right now. I'd have to go and get an Airbnb or an apartment or whatever for, you know, the 8 weeks before, 9 weeks before. The way that I've always done it, I've always driven out the first time so that I don't have to rent a car the whole time. So at some point I would have to drive out there. We would have to look at what kind of training partners I would need, what the style is. And then we'd have to seek those guys out and we'd have to cut our own deals with those guys, figure out dates and their travel and all of that stuff. Then there's the medical part of it. So you'd have to get your medicals done, which is its own, you know, its own thing, whatever that costs. And then I personally fly back every weekend. So I've never missed a weekend in training camp. So I'd leave Friday after sparring and then fly back Monday morning. So I would need 10 round trip flights.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And then just all the things that come with living in two different places at the same time.
The expenses.
I mean, for 10 weeks, I always have a car in an airport parking garage. And that sounds really silly and not that big of a deal.
Until you need it.
But it, if you really think about it now, again, because we're on such tight schedules, I don't park in VIP parking because I want to be fancy. I park because I'm on a tight window both ways. So I have to be as close as possible. There's the amount of times that I've sprinted onto that plane because I got hung up at practice longer than I thought I was going to and barely made it is way more times than I had plenty of time to get on the flight. I'll tell you that. So 100% of the time during a training camp, I have a vehicle in a city somewhere and sometimes three in a parking garage at an airport paying, you know, $30 a day. There was one time I switched training camp a little bit. So I was in Denver. And this is just like an example of a stupid story, but yeah. I was in Denver, flew home, switched it up and decided instead of going back to Denver, I was going to go to North Carolina. So then I ended up in North Carolina for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever it was, then flew home for the weekend, then went back to North Carolina, flew home again, then went back to Denver. This whole time I've had a car in the Denver. So I'm in North Carolina. I have one in Omaha that I left when I flew out. I have one in Denver that was still there. And then I also have a rental that I'm driving in North Carolina. So like by the time I got to my car back in Denver, it was like $2,000 just to get it out of the parking.
What?
It's just stupid stuff like that just adds up through an entire training camp.
And then who pays for it?
I do. Yeah. Before I fight.
Before you
fight. It's all paid for before I fight. I mean, my nutritionist alone is $6,000 to get me on weight Tuesday to Saturday. That's all they do is feed me. It's $7,000, $6,000.
You need to go up to the university and find some people.
When and then they feed me, they all depend on where I am. Like they had a partner that was in Denver, so then I'm also paying for every meal while I'm in Denver. I'm not saying that I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad for me. That's part of the cost that it takes, but it's not cheap.
Yeah,
and every training camp, I don't know, they're depends on how long it is, where it is, plus travel too, because then I have to, like, the UFC pays for me and two training partners or two coaches, but I usually have to bring two training partners and three coaches. So I have to, whatever additional I have to pay for.
I need you to go back in time. And
when to Singapore, I paid $30,000 in travel just for my team.
Yeah. I missed my opportunity because I needed for him to get one of those fight kits in my size when he put it in the order.
I mean, who knows, man? Maybe we'll get one more and you can be in the corner.
Yeah, you don't need one more. I don't need that.
We'll go fight at the White House.
I don't need that for you. You go to the White House, I'm going home. That's
I'm gonna cover it.
Yeah,
okay. I'll just work it.
There we go. We're all in that. We're going to break, but Anthony, the question to set this all up is, how's your volleyball serve?
My serve.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty nasty.
Okay.
A nasty serve.
Good to know. The 2025 AVCA first serve event this weekend, actually from the 22nd to the 25th down in Haymarket. We'll talk about that. We're bringing Jamie Gordon, CEO of AVCA. And we'll talk about all the things going on, all the reasons to be in Haymarket this weekend here on One-on-One.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.